everyone. This is our opinions of the trailer of Incredibles 2. Right, we all think it's quite a stereotypical trailer of a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is, if you think about it.
Well, it's set in the... It's, it was like 20 years ago.
10 years ago. The woman gets a job, and the man's jealous and feels threatened because of his masculinity.
Yeah.
And he's left raising the kids, and he can't do it, which is another stereotype.
Yeah, women are great at raising kids. So it's... It is quite a stupid way to do a film, because there's already so many films out there like this. It is, after all, just a kid's film. Kids meant for 7 or 8 or 9 year olds who will look at it and won't actually notice a difference. They'll just see it as a person bringing up kids badly. They won't see, the stereotype, how the males go to work and the females stay at home and look after the kids. They won't get that.
I find, as well as the stereotypical Lebanon movie, it's when that Jack has got powers now, I think that'll make quite an impact.
I mean, he had powers in the first film.
Did he?
Yeah, that's how the baddie got defeated.
Yeah.
He got them right at the end, but more powers are going to be shown, and it's going to show that he might be the most powerful. Like, if that's an incredible
No doubt. He can turn invisible. He can turn into a monster and set himself on fire.
Yeah.
All at the same time.
I think.
Yeah.
I think it's not going to be appreciated enough by the generation of Space Force. Because it's quite. It's 10 years ago, so it's.
Was it 10 years ago that it came out?
A younger generation are going to be watching it, and the older generation have kind of moved past it, so they really missed the mark of making a big franchise about it by waiting so long.
Yeah, because I don't think anyone...
Everyone at, like, the age of 11 when the movie was released is now, like, 20. So I don't think they're going to be, like, watching this movie.
Yeah, the age
of 11. So there's not going to be any interest to them.
As you think about it, now children at 11 are know more about the world because of social media, news, while back then you were more naive in a sense where you didn't know and you were very innocent compared to now when you're more innocent during when you're around 7, when you're 11, you just find it as a film that is not very interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that. You see, superheroes have always been big. You've got Marvel, you've got DC.
Yeah, for example, Incredibles, because what Incredibles is about, it's very kiddie.
You guys...
I kind of agree with him because when you were little, you used to watch Peppa Pig and stuff. You used to think that was like the best thing ever. 10 years, 10 years has passed, like, you wouldn't even consider watching it. It's kind of the same as this. And, like...
I think you guys have to understand you're a different generation.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up watching this. This is what I went to the cinema to watch when I was little.
Yeah, but for now, this generation is different.
You guys wouldn't have been alive when this was out.
Yeah.
It's different. It's different opinions of, like, as we grow up and as different millennials come in.
And are you going to watch the new film?
Yeah, I am, and I think a lot of people are.
Maybe when it comes out
on Sky Cinema, maybe I won't go to the actual cinema, but I think
a lot of generations.
There will be interesting.
Gen Z, not millennials.
Usually movies that I don't really, like, want to watch, like, I find it's just, like, a waste of money, honestly. I just wait couple of months and it comes out on Sky Cinema, just watch it on that.
It's going to be like Toy Story in a sense, because there'll be, for example, when Toy Story 3 came out, there were some adults who had watched it when they were younger and had already had kids,
Toy Story was a massive franchise.
Yeah, and now Toy Story 4 is actually coming out.
Oh, I'm really excited.
Right, guys, thank you for listening to us today.
Little trailer.